I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So did you go to a party school? Have a good time in the sorority, the fraternity, whatever? They were having apparently too good a time at Lehigh University, the Alpha Chi Omega Theta Chi's chapter at Lehigh. Had its chapter revoked for 2 years after the sorority there did a campus road rally scavenger hunt that involved sex, drugs, and alcohol. The sorority, they said they started this road rally scavenger hunt December 8th, 2017, where participants received points for various acts, including sexual activity, the use of drugs, alcohol, impressive food, ingesting food, and other liquids. And they said the they were placed on interim suspension December 12th after some reports started coming in of some of the behavior that was going on at the sorority. And then they got kicked off the campus for 2 years. Can you imagine what kind of partying was going on?
At that point, why don't you just get them out permanently at that point?
I mean, the scavenger hunt for sex, drugs,
okay,
and alcohol.
All right, we got a story here about some car thief victims. They catch a couple of suspected car thieves. They were almost victims. They catch a couple of suspected car thieves, and everyone ends up going to jail. I'm talking about the victims, the potential victims as well. This story comes to us from Cleveland. Two men and a woman accused of chasing down a couple of 14-year-old suspected car thieves and then forcing those thieves into the trunk of their car at gunpoint and driving them to the police headquarters. These adults, 49, 29, and 21 years of age, are all charged with felonious assault and kidnapping. But it was these two 14-year-old boys who they thought were going to take their car. They were arrested on suspicion of grand theft of a motor vehicle. The 14-year-olds ended up getting arrested for that. It all started when the 14-year-olds stole a Chrysler 200. The car belonged to the mother of one of the men who got arrested. And then I think they thought they were going to take another one of their cars. They ended up tracking the car through a GPS locator inside the car, caught up with the stolen car and the kids. The men got out of the cars, pulled out their guns, and told the teens, "You stole the wrong car," and then fired several gunshots into the car. The teens sped off. Those guys followed them. They hit a bunch of utility poles. They Damn. Got them. They pulled them out. They put them in the trunk and delivered them to the police station. Well, the police said, "You can't be doing that. You can't. You can't be pulling the guns on the 14-year-olds and throwing them in your trunk. You're going away too."
And finally, out of Sacramento, California, the Sacramento Bee, good little newspaper down there, gives us the story, not exactly the heist of the century, but a guy crawls through a dog door at an animal shelter in Sacramento on Friday, and he tried to steal a huge gumball machine in the lobby. He gets inside. The surveillance video, you know, is watching him the whole time. He gets inside through the dog door, but then can't get the big gumball machine back through the dog door. I don't know why you just open the door and go outside, but this is who we're dealing with. He tries to take the gumball machine back through the dog door. Maybe he figures opening the door will set off some alarm, but he can't get the dog door through, get the gumball machine through the dog door.
I assume he wants the money, right?
How much money can there actually be in a gumball machine?
As opposed to the gumballs.
But then he didn't even get the gumballs because the gumball machine broke and the gumballs go all over the floor. He slips on them, falls on his ass, and then he takes the machine out the back door, tries to throw it over a barbed wire fence, but can't get that done either. They say the best part of the surveillance video is that he's trying so hard to get this damn gumball machine, doesn't even notice that a full donation box full of cash is sitting on the table right next to him, and he never even gets it. The cops have his face on the surveillance video, and they're trying to track him down at this point and his gumball machine.
I can't believe it's news.
That's the only way my mom could get us to go grocery shopping with her. We had five kids in the house, so she would have to have like two carts full of food. And the only way she could get a kid to come along and help out was, All right, you get something out of the gumball machine at the end.
She grabs a couple quarters.
Now, here was the big prize from when I was growing up, and the thing that I always wanted to get. And you'd have to, it would be a quarter. It'd be a quarter to get this thing. So that I'd be on my best behavior so I could get a quarter for this one. They used to have the NFL helmets in these plastic.
Oh, the little tiny helmets.
About?
Oh, yes.
They would have the
and the little acorn-shaped plastic
right.
things.
And they'd have a sticker for the logo that you would mm-hmm. stick on the side of the helmet. So that's what you really wanted to get out of that deal.
Oh, man, did I ever.
But you had to behave.